This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Bovine TB drains rural Zambian farmers of income and health, study finds. Editorially reviewed by Profs Georgi Pikakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence, cattle infected with bovine tuberculosis, BTB, in rural Zambia lose an average of 3.75 liters of milk per day, costing farmers approximately 10 Zambian kwacha W per cow daily, according to a mixed-method study published in PLOS Global Public Health. The disease also poses significant zoonotic risks, with older rural residents disproportionately exposed through livestock handling and consumption practices. Key takeaways: infected cows produce 3.75 fewer liters of milk daily, costing farmers ZMW10 per animal per day at current market prices. Bovine TB symptoms are significantly linked to reduced monthly farming income in rural communities. People aged 40 and above face higher zoonotic transmission risk due to livestock handling and traditional food preparation practices. Only primary education showed a significant association with BTB awareness among surveyed populations. Study at a glance 3.75 liters average daily milk production loss per infected cow, translating to ZMW10 per day at market prices. Economic burden of bovine TB on rural Zambian dairy farmers. Estimated daily and annual income loss per infected cow at current milk prices, ZMW8 per liter, ZMW10. Daily loss per cow, ZMW3650. Annual loss per cow, 3.75 L. Daily production decline. Source, Fieri et al., PLOS Global Public Health, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Silent economic drain in rural Zambia. Livestock farming represents a critical economic pillar for rural Zambian communities, yet bovine tuberculosis continues to erode farmer incomes with little public attention. Researchers led by Anthony Fieri at the University of Zambia conducted a study across two districts, Lindazi and Manze, between December 2021 and June 2022, combining quantitative surveys with qualitative interviews to map the full scope of BTB's impact. The findings are stark. Farmers report that cattle showing BTB symptoms experience average milk production declines of 3.75 liters daily. Given that milk commands an average price of ZMW8 per liter in rural markets, this translates to a loss of approximately ZMW10 per infected animal per day, a substantial burden for smallholder farmers operating on tight margins. The study analyzed data from 280 survey respondents using R statistical software and incorporated qualitative insights from 5 focus group discussions and 5 key informant interviews analyzed in NVivo. Reported BTB-like symptoms were significantly associated with reduced monthly income from livestock farming, highlighting the tangible economic consequences farmers face. For rural communities where livestock represents a primary or sole livelihood asset, this loss can threaten food security and educational opportunities for family members. See more on global health coverage for context on zoonotic disease impact in low-income settings. Zoonotic risk concentrated among older populations. Beyond economic losses, the study reveals a critical public health concern. Older rural residents bear disproportionate burden of zoonotic tuberculosis transmission. Qualitative interviews identified that people aged 40 and above face elevated infection risk through traditional livestock handling practices and customary food preparation methods that increase direct contact with infected animal tissues and unpasteurized dairy. This age-stratified vulnerability pattern reflects a broader challenge in tuberculosis control. The zoonotic transmission pathway from infected cattle to humans remains inadequately addressed in many rural health systems, where diagnostic capacity for distinguishing bovine TB from pulmonary TB is limited. Older community members, often decision makers in household food practices, may lack awareness of transmission routes or have limited access to modern food safety information. Education emerged as a modifiable factor in the analysis. Among education levels surveyed, only primary education demonstrated a significant association with BTB awareness, suggesting that targeted health literacy interventions pitched at basic education levels may improve protective behaviors. However, the researchers note that awareness alone is insufficient without concurrent improvements in cattle disease surveillance, milk pasteurization infrastructure, and veterinary services in rural areas. Policy gaps in livestock disease control. Zambia's livestock sector contributes substantially to the national economy and rural employment, yet bovine TB control remains fragmented across veterinary and human health systems that often operate independently. The study highlights critical gaps. Farmer knowledge of BTB transmission is limited, diagnostic capacity for infected cattle is inconsistent, and integration between animal and human health authorities is weak. The researchers recommend strengthening BTB surveillance in cattle populations, implementing targeted awareness campaigns for high-risk older populations, and establishing milk pasteurization standards for rural dairy supply chains. They also call for training rural health workers to recognize BTB-associated symptoms in both animals and humans, creating bridges between veterinary and clinical services. These interventions align with the WHO's One Health approach to tuberculosis control, which recognizes that effective disease management requires coordination across animal, environmental, and human health sectors. Implementation will require coordinated investment in veterinary infrastructure, rural laboratory capacity, and intersectoral governance mechanisms, challenges that extend beyond health ministries alone. The findings underscore why bovine TB, often overshadowed by human pulmonary TB programs, demands urgent policy attention in livestock-dependent economies. See health policy updates for related regulatory developments. Infected cows lose 3.75 liters of milk daily, costing farmers ZMW10 per animal per day, while older rural residents face disproportionate zoonotic transmission risk through livestock handling and traditional food practices. Anthony Feary and colleagues, University of Zambia. What this means. For patients, older individuals in rural farming communities should be aware that direct contact with infected cattle and unpasteurized dairy poses tuberculosis risk. Consultation with health workers about household food safety practices is prudent. For clinicians, when evaluating tuberculosis cases in rural Zambian patients, clinicians should take detailed exposure histories, including livestock contact and milk consumption practices. Bovine TB presents similarly to pulmonary TB and may be underdiagnosed without specific inquiry into animal exposure. For policymakers, Zambia's health and agriculture sectors must establish integrated BTB surveillance systems, fund rural diagnostic capacity for cattle screening, mandate milk pasteurization standards, and launch public awareness campaigns targeting older farmers about transmission risks and protective measures. Frequently asked questions. What is bovine tuberculosis and how does it spread to humans? Bovine tuberculosis, BTB, is a mycobacterial infection caused by Mycobacterium bovis, a pathogen that primarily infects cattle but can transmit to humans through direct contact with infected animals, consumption of unpasteurized milk, or inhalation of infected aerosols during animal handling. The Zambian study found that older rural residents with frequent livestock contact face elevated zoonotic risk. Why does milk production decline in infected cattle? Bovine TB causes chronic inflammation and tissue damage in the udder and systemic infection, impairing lactation physiology and reducing milk yield. The Zambian study documented an average loss of 3.75 liters per day per infected cow, a substantial economic impact for smallholder farmers relying on milk sales for household income. Can milk pasteurization prevent human tuberculosis from infected cattle? Yes, heat treatment at standard pasteurization temperatures reliably kills Mycobacterium bovis in milk. The study identifies lack of rural pasteurization infrastructure as a key vulnerability, recommending investment in small-scale milk treatment facilities and consumer education in farming communities. This study provides the first detailed economic and epidemiological assessment of bovine TB's impact on Zambian rural communities, filling a critical evidence gap. As livestock-dependent rural economies face mounting pressure from climate variability and disease burden, integrated control strategies, combining animal health surveillance, milk safety standards, and targeted health education, will be essential to protecting both cattle productivity and human health in vulnerable farming populations. Source: Economic and Health Impacts of Bovine and Zoonotic Tuberculosis on Rural Zambian Communities, PLOS Global Public Health.